Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I gotta unbutton the top of these jeans, Jordan.
Should I do the same?
You should. This feels like Thanksgiving dinner right now.
Okay. Oh, man. It feels so much better.
I should really just stick to elastic.
I'm holding so my man.
You know, I really do feel like there's a lot of emotions in the belly. Like, feelings really are like gas. There's more. Like, once you let it go, you feel better.
Let go like gas.
No, is that the Frozen remix? Let it go, let your gas.
I guess so. Yeah, it feels, I've never really unbuttoned my top button in public that I am aware of.
Yeah.
And this feels.
Not even on your shirt.
Not even on my shirt.
But it's good.
No, I guess. I feel a little, I don't know what's going to happen. You know?
I know
it's a slippery slope.
Relaxation, bitch. Hey, everybody. I'm Michelle Boutel.
And I'm Jordan Carlos. And welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn how to be grown-ass adults together.
Together. Oh, I thought you were going to sing it. That's why I sang it. Oh, God.
I was singing, were you zagging?
Have you been feeling very adult this week?
I have.
Great, good story. Guys, we recorded this episode at Union Hall in Brooklyn with some really great people.
I know. We had Sashir Zameda.
Yes!
She's so great.
She's so fashionable.
She's like, if the Afropunk Festival, like, were sentient, could talk,
yes,
could walk.
Speaking of Afropunk, she's got a story about that.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and Kate Walsh.
Kate Walsh. Ah!
Kate Walsh is the business. I mean, she's Hollywood royalty. Mm-hmm. Yes. What would you say? The salt of the earth?
I would say salt of the earth. I think she's a real deal. And I like that she's like, I am what I am, very Popeye, very, very cool, very down to earth.
Okay.
What?
No, very Popeye. Cool, let's say that. All right, but enough about us. We need to get to them.
Yeah.
But also more us. Here's the episode.
Where's Brooklyn?
Yes, where's Brooklyn? I like that. That feels like a fucking.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Super good to see class.
You. How are you?
That's our DJ Don Will. Yes. Make some noise if you went to the show before.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's back. He's
oh
back.
Oh my God, the straight white dude is back.
Lowell
Thank you.
Is back. Lowell, you're back.
I
Thank
love
you.
That the straight white dude is just like, I gotta go again. I gotta sit in the front.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Thank you for coming.
You know, my husband is white, and I just like, and he's bald, and I think it's like beautiful and salty. But
is it salty?
It's salty. You ever kissed a bald forehead?
My dad's.
But he's my little Bruce Willis. But he's not into products, and I'm like, put the products on. And I was just like, it got me to thinking.
Okay, Carrie Bradshaw.
I know nobody got the Sex and the City reference. Nobody did.
Meanwhile,
everyone's like,
downtown. All right.
I know they're like Insecure, the black Sex and the City. I get it. I'm older than you. What would be like? What is a deal breaker in a relationship? Like, you're dating someone, they're perfect.
Right.
You're like, oh my God, I love the way they treat me. They feed my soul. If I'm going to argue with somebody, it's got to be that person. But like, what is the thing? And I was talking to my friend about it, and she was like, I was in love with this guy. He was amazing. This, that, and the other. Everything worked out. Was working out. And then she saw him pick his nose and eat his booger.
You got to pick and flick. You cannot eat it. Cannot eat it, kids.
I know. And now they're married. No, they're not. She broke up. But
yeah, that was.
I don't even know. Like, at this point, I've been with my husband 11 years. I don't even know that that would be a deal breaker for me, because I feel like guys are fucking gross. Like,
We're gross. We're gross.
Yeah.
We've been over this, and we're disgusting, filthy animals.
But no, I'm just like, what are the fucking deal breakers?
Deal breakers are probably.
You know what was a deal breaker for me? One time I was on a date. Guy was very nice. Mm-hmm. We went to like some sort of fucking lounge. I ordered a Cosmo. This is how long ago it was. Everything is leading back to Sex and the City. He paid for two Cosmos, $18 with quarters.
I like this guy. I like this guy.
And I was like, this guy is going to have no laundry day. And there's no way I can suck your dick. You know what I mean? Like, I can't respect. You took your allowance for laundry to try and get some puss. Like, I respect the game, but I can't fuck with it. Get out of here.
Deal breaker for me was I dated someone that never said please or thank you.
Oh,
that was like
manners.
Really, yeah,
manners are big.
Manners maketh man. Like, if you want, Like, I was like
someone went to church today. Yeah.
But just pouring, like we'd be on a date, and then the guy would pour the water, and then she'd be like, you know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck? You know, like,
Like
this guy, like, anytime somebody would come check it, please, folks, just say thank you. You know, if you don't, you should die in a fire. I just really
what if they're in the fire and they're like, thank you! I'm thank you!
How about that water now? Motherfucker, yeah.
You know, I don't like when people are like overly like, they gotta make eye contact with everybody. And they gotta have a fucking moment with everybody. Like,
you're basically describing my life.
I don't know. I also find it like when couples fight in front of you.
Yes. Yes.
That's awkward as fuck.
You have to, yeah.
It's a lot. And this is why it's always going to be hard having in-laws or whatever the fuck, because it's like you've had your whole life to like sort of get used to your family, and now all of a sudden you're going to like be with somebody else's family and that bullshit. It's like, ugh, I'll be over here in the corner drinking rosé. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that points to a certain insecurity, right? Like if you argue in front of people, you need an audience for your argument.
Oh, the audience for the arguing!
Yes. You need that. And so
I don't like it.
Don't like it.
I don't like it one bit.
My butthole clamps up. No, like, but it's like I hate that. I'm always like, what's gonna happen? Flash back to my parents. I'm like, stop it. You know, like,
it's too much.
Is it my fault? You know, it's really.
And then you try to be
really
like the
bad
fucking couples therapist. And you're like, well, what he's trying to say? Shut up. He always does this. I'm like, I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm gonna go.
That's
crazy. Make some noise if you're the couple that argues.
There's gonna be an argument about that. All right. No, but it's okay. Like my wife, if we get into it, like she's like Brooklyn. She's deep Brooklyn, so she definitely.
Dude.
You don't. You never argue in public. She'll be like, get in the fucking house.
Like, yeah. I like that. I told my husband that too one time. Like my first Christmas in Holland, I was with all these white people who were like the same height with the same eye color. I was like. The fuck is this? This is like the first 30 minutes of The Hills Have Eyes. Everyone looks alike. This is really crazy. But the government comes in with their fucking experiment. What's going on? And so they're all like arguing in Dutch. I'm like, why is everyone arguing? You know what I mean? You live in a very great country. My husband starts to get fucking stressed and shit. And then he snaps at me. And it was like our first Christmas together. And I was like, ooh, what you not going to do is? You know what I mean? Like, don't make me be this bitch in front of all these classy white people right now. It's going to happen. So I pulled him aside. And I was just like, united front, motherfucker. United motherfucking front. Yes. Verbatim. I was like, you got some shit with me? You tell me over there. You know what I mean? Like, you tell me over there. And he's so, like, European and honest and weird. Like, even when people are over and, like, I'm trying to let him know. So I'm like, can I talk to you in the kitchen? He's like, it's open concept. You can say it here. I'm like, shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
That's why you have to, I mean, I think that is an adulting thing. This show is about growing up, maturity, and adulting.
Yes,
and
speaking you know, when the you, truth.
Speaking it. You know when you go, funding like,
it.
Like on a double date?
Yes.
And when you, like, when they argue in front of you, oh my God. Yeah. It's kind of bad, but then at the end, when you're on your way home, you're in the car, you're like, you know what? We're better than them.
Yes!
Best part.
That is
see
my
you next
favorite
month.
Part.
See you next month.
So this moral of the story is, if you want to find out how strong your relationship is, hang out with people who are about to break up.
Welcome back to Adulting!
All right.
We're going to take some questions from the audience. Mm-hmm.
Proper way to put on socks and shoes.
No.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Or sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Are you going to take my skin and make a dress? What the fuck?
Got a couple of trolls in here.
How do you put the lotion in the basket? Lotion, basket, basket, lotion. You weird, creepy fuck.
Everybody knows it's shoe, shoe, sock, sock. You learn that the first day of kindergarten. You go around with your little
you
sock feet.
What the fuck?
Can you be too hashtag adult too early? Is that just being lame?
Oh, is that like taking yourself too seriously? Is that what you meant?
So. That's yeah.
I love kids that take them. I love a little Benjamin Button. I'm into it. Like,
my daughter's very. I have a very serious daughter, and I love her level of gravitas. Because we gave her this book about like minority female like leaders, right? Mm-hmm. It was like little leaders of color. And
is that what the book sounds like?
Yeah, and she goes, I've been meaning to read this. Like, you're six. You're 6 years old. What the fuck are you talking about?
I love her so much.
It's on your Amazon wish list.
I love her so much.
I'm meaning to read this down. All right, here we go.
How much is your 401k Roth IRA contribution? Is my accountant
how
here?
How much is your 401k Roth IRA contribution?
To who?
I mean, to who? I mean,
to what? Is that your question,
Mike? It maxes out. It maxes out.
I don't know what that means.
Lowell, tell them. Lowell. Go ahead.
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead, Lowell.
Yes, Lowell, you remember.
At the very minimum, you got to meet the company match, right? Because otherwise, you're leaving cash on the table.
What the fuck is happening?
Gotta meet that motherfucking company match. I one for one. Why the fuck you think you at Goldman? Shit.
Panda, can I get a rosé on ice in a big cup?
That's a true order.
I fucking like, need it. I fucking need it.
Gotta get that company match.
What
get
is this,
match.
The fucking Senate? Sit down. Very excited to bring our next guest to the motherfucking show. She has so much going on. I can't wait to catch up with her about it. It's like the only time I see her when I book a first show. God damn it. And she's a really great vacation buddy, too. And she's got a bunch of shows in New York you should check out. Please give it up for our friend, Shashir Zameda!
Go, go. Yes, 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 yes.
Woo!
Want it, 5, 6, 7, 8, and blah.
Oh, Paris is fucking burning.
Woo! Yes, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
I'm out of breath, bitch.
Well, you've been talking a lot.
I do. I talk a lot. Right, Jordan?
You, yeah.
What is going on?
I'm back for like a week. But
you moved to Los Angeles.
I did.
Let's talk about
like
it.
5 months ago.
Okay, you're originally.
Sorry.
You're originally from.
I'm originally from Indiana.
Yes.
I've lived. Really? We made it out. Yes.
You go to college in Virginia.
Yeah, I went to college in Virginia, and then moved here and lived in New York for 9 years.
Okay.
And now I'm in L.A.
You lived in New York for 9 years, and you booked SNL.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and so now you're in L.A.
Now I'm in L.A.
Tell me about it.
I like it. It's when I first moved there, I was like, it's too hot. It's ugly. And then now I'm like, the sunsets are beautiful. And it's nice to take a stroll every once in a while. Yeah. Okay. I also have like a ton of close friends who already moved there before I did. So I don't have
that
to like
helps.
Start over.
I feel like New York, and I say this all the time, is such a great education for anybody the first year here. No matter what you're doing, you're just like, oh, this is how you survive.
Oh, yeah. I do feel safer in New York than L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's always people on the street.
Yes.
And there's always lights. Like, there's times where you're in LA and you're walking down to your car and you're like, it's dark. And there's one other person on the street.
Yeah, it feels like Fargo okay? with palm trees.
Yeah.
There's nothing around.
There's nothing around.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do miss the community that is here.
Yeah, LA was hard for me because, like, I'm the only one that went there and gained weight. It was hard to have dinner parties because everyone was fasting or late. And I was like, what the fuck? And then, like, I just missed wearing turtlenecks. I felt like a Diane Keaton movie that needed to happen. I was like, I need a fucking turtleneck rib. Let's go, Jack Nicholson. But anyways, I feel like every year of your life, something happens. Like, something beautiful. Like, you create something really nice. Like, what happened with you in 2018?
This is something I created? Or, like, just, it's a beautiful thing that happened?
Yeah, so a beautiful thing that... Ooh, I know something that happened between us that was crazy. Okay. We go to Afropunk. We get in. You know the line of Afropunk is fucking crazy. We're not even there 5 minutes. So Cher's just like, I think I need a chair. I'm like, you need a what? And then she falls down like Lisa Vanderpump on Dancing with the Stars. Just a graceful faint in mixed prints.
Yeah. I look great doing it.
You look good doing it. So much so, I was like, is this fake? I was like, psych, get up. But
yeah,
you did it.
This was bad adulting. This was because I showed up to her place. Didn't eat. Kenny and I were like running late, and we're like, we just gotta get there. And we knew there was gonna be food and booze there, but there was like half a sandwich left, and so we were like,
but you came late.
And I know. And
you gotta go to her house early.
Yeah, you come early.
You come early if you want to eat.
I know. And I came late, and so I had half a sandwich, two glasses of rosé because I was like, I'm gonna have that. And then we went into the direct sunlight and just stood around, and then I was like, I'm getting really hot and dizzy. And you were saying, I don't know what you were talking about, but you were talking.
I always talk.
As you are.
As I do. I was talking. I was like, is she listening? This is so rude.
I was
like, what a terrible listener.
Yeah, because I was like looking around. I was like, where are seats? And then I was like, I think I need to sit down. And you're like, uh-huh. Anyway.
I know. I was like, how rude. You need to sit down in the middle of my story?
And then, yeah, and then I passed out. And I don't remember that part. I just, like, went black. And then
that
I was
scary.
On the ground.
But then all of a sudden, there was just, like, a black girl who...
My angel.
She was an angel, like, with braids. And yeah. she acted like she was, like, in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
She was just like, what's her pulse? And she like opened her eyes and she's like, is she breathing? What do her teeth look like? I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What are her teeth look like?
I don't know. She asked a bunch of questions. I was like, questions. I think she's a Pisces. What the fuck is going on? It was insane the amount. And I was too high to be like, what? And she was like, did she just have marijuana? I was like, who didn't? It's Afropunk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you smoke nothing. Say nothing. You
yeah, because then there were, the security was coming over. And
they wanted to kick us out. And I was like, we just paid for these tickets and got here, honey. No.
Yeah, she was like, just tell them that you drank too much and you didn't eat anything. And I was like, that's the truth. You're so right. But I also did have edibles. And that was, like, what was I thinking?
You were hungry and you ate the edible.
Yeah, but I needed something to stop that up. I mean, it just, like, yeah. It came all at the same
time. But what's
time.
So crazy is that this lady disappeared in the night like a fucking witch.
She was never
like,
there.
The minute you dropped down, she was just like, how is she doing? Is she, she was about to give you mouth to mouth. And I was like, what the fuck is going on, Erica Badu? And then security comes and she's like, speak this to no one. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yep.
Afropunk is magical.
It really is magical. It's
did
a community.
She spider walk out?
She did. She was a brown titty angel. I was like,
yeah. I feel like she did mention at some point that her parents were doctors. So I was like, okay.
Did she? I missed that.
I heard that part.
She was very Olivia Pope. It's handled. I was like, bye bye.
It was handled.
But here's the question. What did you learn from like feigning at Afropunk? What did you learn? Like you have to like eat?
That I definitely have to eat.
Yeah. That is a part of adulting.
That's though. Your question?
That is a part of adulting.
What did you learn from fainting?
Come on. People don't eat their breakfast and then they're at the office, right? That they're like, I didn't eat this morning. And so,
you know what?
I hate it.
That's always a pet peeve of mine in movies when like parents make their kids breakfast and then they're like, I don't need it, mom, and leave. I'm like,
oh,
you
they
gotta...
like, take a grape and they run out.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a full spread
like,
here.
Like, she fucking scrambled eggs for your ass. Sit the fuck. If my mom scrambled eggs without complaining about that shit.
Yeah.
I'd eat all that shit. Sorry, this has nothing to do with the show. Hey.
I haven't, taken edibles or smoked any weed since then.
Oh, wow.
Because I think I can't handle it.
Do you have
that's
some...
That's what she learned.
Oh, you
that's
can't
what I learned.
You can't handle it.
I don't think I can handle it. I mean, it's that because that's not the first time I've had edibles and, like, ruined my night or other people's night. So I'm like, maybe I'm bad at this. So I'll just...
That is very fucking responsible.
Yeah, I think so.
I wish... My husband asks me all the time when we have people over for dinner. He's like, please don't black out. And I'm like, I'll try. Damn it.
One adulting thing I need to work on is being late. All the time.
You want to be late?
No,
I want to be late. I want to have a kid.
I want to stop being so late.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can see how it can affect people's perception of you because I've done projects where people are like, I've suggested people, like, what if this person was joined us with this thing, and they're like, oh, they're always late, it's gonna be a waste of time.
Oh, shit.
I don't want anyone to say that about me.
I know.
Like, oh, well, she's gonna slow production down for whatever reason because she's gonna show up late or whatever the thing is. You know, yeah. I'm always like 5 to 10 minutes late to everything.
Well, you were 3 hours late last time, but.
Oh, to your party, for sure. I was hours late. Yes.
But it's a party! But no, it's like a pregame party, but I get it. I understand. I love that you've like the things on your adult list is like the afternoon we had. It was like,
yeah. Stop being so late all the time.
Not doing edibles.
And not doing edibles. And also eat if you're going to like do something intense.
Yeah.
Well, you made it to the show.
Shashir's in here, everybody. Yes.
Shashir. Yes, yes. More yes. Wow.
Amazing. She's a powerhouse. She's kind. She's smart. Mm-hmm. She's talented. I love this lady so much, and I know you will too, and I know you already do. Please give it up for Kate Walls!
I will also dance.
Oh my God, it's so good!
Dance. It's a glad dance.
Give me the stiffest white girl dance. I need.
Well, I want to give it up for your sassy boots. I think those are really awesome sassy boots that you have.
Thank you.
They're good.
They have a high sass level.
They're good. Okay, we want to know everything about you.
Ocean. I'm a Libra. Enjoy long walks on the beach.
Yes. Are there any other kind of walks on the beach?
I mean, only in slow motion.
I do feel like no matter what underwear I wear, if I run in it, it will be a thong.
It's gonna be a wedgie. Do you say wedgie or snuggie? Yes. Do you say wedgie?
I say wedgie.
It's regional.
Yeah.
Wedgie.
Where are you
or
from?
Snuggie. I grew up in California and Arizona.
Oh,
in
shit.
Tucson. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, so cool. What, like crop tops, tank tops, shorts? Did you make your own shorts?
Oh my God. It was like part kind of dirty hippie and part like OP. Like OP shorts and Hawaiian shirts.
Is that Ocean Pacific?
Yeah. And then old school.
I used to work at Marine Around, yes.
And then Birkenstocks, though, too. Yeah.
Okay, Kathy Bates, come through!
Like, what's up? Who wants to party? I do. Basically, it was Dazed and Confused. Where I grew up was, like, my high school was literally that. It was very, pretty innocent.
Party at the Moon Tower, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and there was always some dude that was 21 buying kegs for everyone.
Wow.
I did go to a party once. I did the thing at 14 where I told my parents I was spending the night at my friend's house, at Paulina Navarro's house, and Paulina Navarro was spending the night at my house. No. We went to the party that the 21-year-old guy was having, and the theme was toga, Hawaiian, or punk rock. Because this is
you
the
80s. You have options.
Yeah, we had options. And then I was making out with a dude, and then my Paulina came up to me, and she's like, your brother and your stepdad's here.
No! Did they try and find you?
Yes. I had to, like, quickly... I was awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Did you, like, sneak in, like, Hoochie Mama clothes in your backpack? Or did you just, like, walk out
No, I was, like, in my Hawaiian gear, pissed. I was, like, the angriest Hawaiian girl ever. It was so ridiculous. It was the one time... I got slapped hard. My parents were like, you are in big trouble.
Damn, you old school. You got slapped, too?
Yeah, I got slapped. Yeah, on the front porch, too. It was
You had a porch?
Oh, yeah, we had a porch.
Did Octavia Spencer try to save you? Did Walla Davis come to visit? Did Emma Stone write a story about it? Okay, I'm done. I'm super done.
Was Jessica Chastain there?
Oh my God, that is so... Okay, not walk me through it, but... So we're,
walk me through it. Through which part? There's so much there.
There's a lot. So what
a
kind
lot,
of?
There's a lot to unpack. It's one of my least favorite verbs.
I know. What is this? The TSA?
Are you triggered? Should we unpack it? Why don't you go fuck yourself? I hate unpacking. We got to unpack that. The only thing you unpack is the suitcase.
I know. I hate when people are like, "It's an onion, so many layers." I'm like, "Huh? Stop."
Where'd I know. Okay, sorry.
What kind of teenager were you? Were you like?
Rebellious?
Were you all the way rebellious, or were you just like...
No, I was like a human mullet, do you know? Like, business in the front, party in the rear. Like, sure. I got really good...
Sure, like, no, absolutely.
You got it?
Sentient mullet. Yes.
I got good grades. I partied only on weekends. Mm-hmm. We had my oldest sister's ex-husband. This is so... It's like...
He had this.
He's a pot farmer in Northern California, mm-hmm. and I think until recently, until it became legal, it's like crazy. But he had this crazy weed, like the hydroponic. Is that
sure.
how you say it? Like, hi kids, I'm your mom. Is it the hydroponic?
It's a very limited amount of hydroponic. It's hydroponic.
Wrong. Yeah. Well, he was on his way to Mexico with his lady, his special lady, and he stopped by our house and dropped off for our hospitality. He gave my parents a dime bag, and they smoked like once a season. So I was like, leave it to me. I got it. And I would pinch it. And this stuff was seriously hallucinogenic. This was like edibles, but in 1979.
Ooh, it's not regulated.
81. No, it was crazy. So I was sort of the toast of Catalina High School in Tucson, Arizona.
Wow.
It's like, you guys come to me if you want the good stuff.
Oh my God, that's so
breaking. If you're tired
bad.
Of the desert dirt weed, come on over. Yeah.
Very sure of yourself. Who were you in college?
In college, I was a dropout.
Nice. Give it up. Following your dreams. Sorry. Did you always listen to your inner voice?
Well, I tried not to. And when I tried not to, I would get physically sick. Like, if you try to be something, for me, if I tried to go down a road, it just wasn't working.
Right.
And I got sort of depressed and miserable. And then I just want to be an actor. So, and I didn't like the acting program at the U of A, so I split and started doing it. Waited a lot of tables, a lot of waitresses.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if more people would do that with whatever they want to do, wouldn't people just be happier?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel so lucky, actually, my dad was, he immigrated from Ireland when he was a kid. He worked really hard. He fought in two tours in Korea. He had a really hard life. I was in an orphanage here. And then it was sort of that thing. Like, I had the opportunity to literally pursue my dreams and go after it. As cheesy or corny as that sounds, it's true. And I'm like, that's a beautiful thing. Like,
I'm getting chills. My right nipple's hard. I love the story.
I was wondering about the right one. I was like, is the right one going to go off? Or
it's the bigger one. She's more alive.
We all have one that's more alive, people.
Dude, what was auditioning like when you first started?
He's like, I don't know what that fuck to do.
I agree.
Do you concur, sir?
Sometimes I get a little...
Wait, what?
What was auditioning like when you first started?
Oh my God. Awful. I mean, horrible.
Yeah.
How often did you want to quit, though? Did you ever want to quit?
I mean, all the time. I was the quintessential bitter waitress. Like, when I used to smoke, I was in New York in the 90s when I moved. I lived in Chicago, did theater there, got my equity card, then came here. And I would be smoking, and my brother would come in to see me on my shift. I was just at the bar smoking and like putting it out and going to serve the people, just bitter.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I just can't. And he'd be like, what are you going to do? I was like, I'll teach. He's like, you dropped out of college. I was like, oh.
So you kind of gave your, like, you had no other option. It was like only forward.
I kind
basically.
Of didn't have any other.
Holy
well,
shit.
I mean, I could have gone back to school, but I really did love it. But you have to be some kind of bit of a masochist to keep going through it. Or really, really love it. And then you have to have luck, and then you have to be, I think, a little bit good.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You are famous. How do you trust people, like friends or,
I don't trust you. I don't trust any of you. I don't feel comfortable. I feel not safe. I'm triggered. I need to unpack it.
Let it be known.
It's going to unpack it for me.
You should always track it. You should always trust somebody with big titties and freckles. We are.
I mean, I don't know who doesn't want to motorboat you right now.
Come on.
Good.
No, I. Wait, what was the question?
How do you trust someone? Do you like have any? Do you have any low key stories of just being like, ooh, I knew that bitch was no good, or ooh,
yeah. In the beginning, I think when, you know, right around when Grey's Anatomy happened, and we all got like very kind of well known publicly for the first time, most of us, you have some people like, you know, that want to help you out, and then you're like, oh, you're actually skimming money off of this or that, and then you're like, and so it's not easy, but it, I don't know. Luckily, I didn't have too many bad. But then you get some weird people from childhood be like, "Hey, can I borrow some money?"
Oh God, yeah, that's
has
the
that
worst.
Happened? I mean, out has that woodworks? Happened to you?
Yeah, Facebook is terrible for people out of the woodwork.
And you're literally terrible because you're like, "Of course, I want to
people from
help.
My childhood." My siblings.
Doesn't happen to us. Yeah,
that's the answer to that question. Yeah.
They're like, "Mama needs a new skirt."
I can't. So, relationship wise, we talk about this all the time. Talk about deal breakers.
Yeah.
The booger and the eating the boogers and all this other stuff. But like,
a lot of booger talk. Yeah.
A lot of booger talk.
Yeah.
What
is
your deal? Like, what is a huge deal breaker for you? It could be gross. It could be whatever the
fuck. It's basic. Lying. Lying is a deal breaker.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I just don't. That's just such a hard one to repair if somebody lies.
It
is. Trust, right?
Yeah.
Lying is hard. Lying is hard.
It's hard to recover. How do you recover from
that? It's so crazy. And like, I had to really like believe my husband, like, because he's Dutch, and so I really try to read his emails, but they're all in Dutch, and I try to like.
It's so hard.
It's like Google translating for so long, and I was like, I'm done.
I really feel like there's nothing. You know, I've been through stuff in life. There's really nothing that's gonna take me down. Nothing.
I love that.
Super challenge. I'll be like, oh, really, bitch?
I fucking love that.
Hold my gold. Go to jail.
I mean, we're almost done. We're going to take some questions from the audience.
I love it. Love to answer. I just don't mind if I start sweating. It's happening already. What are the best and worst TV shows for learning to adult? Oh,
Grey's Anatomy.
Throw some Shondaland out there.
Actually, I would say Grey's. Several people, like, I don't know if they were lying or not, but they were like, I went to medical school or I wanted to be a doctor. Maybe they dropped out. Who knows? But it seems like they learned something from that show. Other than sexual triangles. A lot of dilemmas in the broom closet.
Yes. You know what? You know what I made my mom watch was Gracie and Frankie on Netflix? Because she's just a little old Jamaican nugget, you know, who isn't homophobic. But
why did your voice go up like that?
Because it's still a question.
Got you.
Like, she's like obviously loves love and loves people, but it's just like very old school and like, you don't do that in public. And so it was really nice to watch a show with her where it was like age appropriate. And, you know, it really was just not about like those young people smoking the marijuana and kissing. It was like, no, like two men who finally, in their third act, want to be together and don't care what society says. And it really promoted a great conversation between my mom and I that I did not think would happen. So that was very nice. Gracie and Frankie.
Ah, that's nice. I like that.
What about you guys?
I'm more of a Daniel Tiger guy, but...
go ahead, Don Will.
I would say Big Mouth. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Big Mouth.
Big Mouth is good.
You know, as a parent, it helps me think about my child going through puberty and what's going through her mind when she goes through puberty.
Yeah.
And also, as a person who went through puberty, I'm like, oh, shit, I remember that.
Yeah.
Because you forget, like, how awkward and weird sex and just relationship
you do.
Was.
You're so...
Sex and puberty?
Yeah, you're a girl, not yet a woman.
Any way of getting over anxiety to make your own appointment? Oh, that's real. Like the anxiety of making your own appointments. Any way to get over that anxiety?
Like doctor appointments?
Like just any
appointments? Any appointments. That's anxiety. That's real. I see you. I feel you. You're among friends. And
I know I suffer from that deeply. I think I meditate. I breathe. I give myself permission to cancel stuff. I understand. Meditation helps a lot for that for me. It kind of slows me down, gets me and you know kind of in sync with myself and you know.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think in New York, like I try to do maybe like because okay, don't have an office job. So if I have something to do, I'll only try to do like 2 to 3 things a day. Like shoot for like maybe like one big one for the week. I hope you get to the dentist or wherever.
I also think CBD oil helps.
Yeah. Like, that's real.
Yeah, it's real. Like, I'll still have like anxious thoughts, but like I'm not physically affected. Like, oh, I got to do all these things. I didn't have time to do it. And then I'll have like a heartbeat in my right eye. And I'm like, ugh. It's like, oh my God. Like, my whole body is a heartbeat.
Oh my God.
But now I do a little drip, drip, drop of CBD oil. I'm just like, yes, I will be there, but 15 minutes late. What's the next question, Don Will?
The next question is, how do I stay awake past midnight on a weekday?
Girl, bye.
What in the fuck is it?
I was like, why would you want to?
Why would you want to?
Is that when the good things happen?
I know. That's where I'm trying to not. I'm like, how do I go to bed by 11? Well, yeah, oh, I got to take the thing.
I think maybe that's probably like a I want to go out kind of thing, but I don't know.
Well, don't.
Yeah, it's better at home.
Oh yeah, don't. Well, go ahead, Kate. Take a question out of the bowl.
Oh, all right, Michelle, I will. Any tips for if your family or your SO's family,
what?
Significant other, significant other, took me a second to. Your SOB's depending on the day.
Your old ball and chain. Yeah.
All right, any tips for if your family or your SO's family don't particularly like each other? Very hypothetical, as my parents and my boyfriend's parents haven't actually met. So, I don't even know about that.
So it's like they're worried that when these families
That's going to go. Yeah. I don't, because I just ambush my parents. I'm just like, look, this is how it's going to go. You're meeting them now. Or I don't even, it just doesn't happen that often where our parents are in rooms. I don't even care. I'm just like, they're so happy that I'm with somebody that they're like, well, she's barren. At least she has a significant friend.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. We didn't have grandchildren, so it's nice.
No, yeah, there are though.
They'll take whatever.
So... that is a really hard question, because what you don't realize is that it's completely out of your control and you can only be a good person. You know, you can only do you and just like set everybody up on even ground. So it's not their house or the other person's house. It's like Benihana.
Third point of focus.
Just like flying.
Or miniature
rice.
Golf. Miniature golf. Yes. Bowling.
Yeah, like you're doing something
escape
together.
Escape room. People like, yeah. Throw them in there. Heat it up. A little team building.
Absolutely. Yes. Build a team. A little intervention.
Yeah.
Are these like yoga.
Is this like the Montagues and the Capulets meeting up? Like, I'm not sure what will happen on this fortnight, but.
Oh my God. Well, that was the last question. Thank you so much.
You.
You are amazing. Kate Walsh, everybody!
Yes! We did it.
You just heard Kate Walsh and Sashira Zamata.
What a fun marijuana-laced show. I mean, we got edibles, we got weird uncles. Yes, honey.
Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitaroff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Ed Haber, Irene Trudell. And the live show is produced by Christian Banda.
Our theme music is produced by Isaac Jones, with additional music by Don Will.
Did you like this episode? Please rate us. Please, 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 please.
A lot of times, comedians and actors can't watch themselves on TV, right? Because it's terrifying. It's one thing to do it, right? But it's another thing to watch it, which is why I've never made a sex tape. LOL, I have. But it's VHS, so it's definitely like out there somewhere, burnt, whatever. Right. The point is, I never read comments. My husband will go through the comments and be like, okay, it's safe. And I have to say, this has probably been the best, most joyous wild ride in terms of podcasting, right? And the comments are amazing. I can't believe people are enjoying this show so much.
It's been really nice and very heartfelt and very warm, and we really appreciate that, y'all. My favorite
is Jordell. We are Jordell now.
Jordell, one of the reviewers?
Yeah, they put our names together.
Oh,
like Brangelina. Where the fuck you been?
You've
been taking care of your kids in Bay Ridge.
I have.
Constantly crossing like the Verrazano.
Yeah.
Anyways. I am no Martha Stewart, # ghetto Martha Stewart. Not that I started it, but I will claim it. If you're going to go to somebody's house with rosé or white wine, bring it chilled. Nobody has time to watch the champagne in the freezer get cold.